quickly talk about today is sleep. Sleep can be a very powerful and formidable force, as we all know. I'm sure at different points in our lives, and some of us even now, we struggle with sleep, getting up, starting the day the way you would actually want to start it. So what I wanted to talk about today is overcoming sleep and stopping it from, hindering your productivity, hindering your prayer life, and so on. I just wanted to read very quickly a scripture to you from the Bible, just to highlight how powerful sleep is. Proverbs 6 from 9 to 11 in the Amplified Version says, "How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep?" Now it says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to lie down and sleep, so will your poverty, come like a robber, and one who travels with slowly but surely approaching steps, and your want like an armed man making you helpless." Can you believe that? That's a very graphic description of what sleep can do, can do to anyone. Sleep can be a very, very formidable force, and it is necessary, to know how to overcome sleep and stop it from, hindering you, and stop it from, hindering your productivity. So what I wanted to do very quickly this morning is to share a few tips with you that will help you overcome sleep, and to help accelerate your progress if that is something that you have been, struggling with. Right, the first thing is you should prepare the night before. So my first question to you is, do you really need to watch TV until 11 p.m.? Okay. Do you need to watch TV until midnight or 1 a.m. or whatever? For some people, it's not TV, it's, social media, is talking on the phone, something, that is not necessarily productive, and it will, you can't cheat your body. It's going to, there's no way you want to keep, overtaxing your body. It will demand payments. Your body will suddenly demand payments. So you want to make sure you're giving it enough rest. So, plan the night before and go to bed, go to sleep at a reasonable hour that will give you a reasonable amount of sleep. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is just before you go to bed. I mentioned this before in one of my videos, and I've explained that the thoughts that you go to bed with actually, seep into your dreams, your subconscious, and those are the same sort of thoughts that you wake up with. If you sit down and think deeply about it, you see what I'm saying. So you want to fall asleep with calm, peaceful thoughts of the Word of God. So what I would, advise you to do just before you fall asleep is to actually, just say a short prayer, ask God, the Holy Spirit, to give you rest so that you can sleep soundly. The Bible says that He gives His beloved sleep, so ask Him to help you rest, to give you that sound, divine sleep, basically, so that you're well rested, you're not, tossing to and fro, and whatever thoughts or worry that you have in your mind before you sleep, just, cast it onto the Lord, give it to Him, so that you can have restful sleep and your mind is not working overtime while you're sleeping. And then ask Him for strength to help you wake up in the morning. So ask God for strength. Ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you. It's very, very important to do that. If you have struggled with sleep, you need the help of the Holy Spirit. You can't do it on your own. So ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength so that you can get up in the morning at your desired time. Now, the third thing is what happens when you actually get up. All right, so set your alarm. Okay, I'm a big advocate of alarms. Even when the habit is entrenched, I still set my alarm, just in case. I still set my alarm, and there's no harm in doing that. But what I would say is set your alarm and put it somewhere that will require you to actually get up from the bed to go and turn it off. So don't put it near your pillow. Don't put it within arm's reach, because you just, put it off, snooze, and there you go, off you go back to sleep. So actually put it somewhere that will make it easy, that you would have to get up, maybe walking to, the end of a room, or walk to your bedside, table or whatever, to have to turn it off. That's going to help you. And then once you've done that, once you've gotten up and turned off your alarm, you have to resolve. Don't go back to bed, right? Do something straight away that will wake you up even further. So, for example, go and get a drink of water, or go and brush your teeth, something like that. Walk around, something that gets you moving. Activity, I've actually found, entrenches a habit much faster. So if you do something, if you move around, then you're making that habit, go you know, deeper, faster. So go and get a drink of water, go and brush your teeth, and that will wake you up even more. And then once you've done that, you know, don't pray near your bed. Don't tell, I'm going to do quiet time, I'm going to lie down, you know, sit on my bed or what. No. That's probably the fastest way for you to go back to sleep, especially remember if this is something that you're struggling with. So leave your bedroom or walk away from your bed or whatever. Go and find somewhere where, you know, you're not tempted to lie down. Okay, and then the last thing I'm going to say, the last tip I'm going to give you is begin your prayers with something active. Something active. You know, and the Bible says anyway that we should enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. So begin your day with praise and worship, active praise and worship, where you're dancing, singing. By the time you've done that for about 10 or 15 minutes, you're wide awake. And, you know, the likelihood that you're going to want to crawl back into your bed is very, very low. Okay, so have a go at those tips. And remember, you know, it might be tough to start with if you're trying to overcome sleep, but it's not impossible. And the more you commit to it and the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and it is definitely worth going for. All right, have a fantastic day, and speak to you guys later.